The KwaZulu-Natal Education Department is currently probing allegations that a gun-toting grade 10 English teacher often points a weapon at her students and colleagues at the Pambili High School in Rossburg, Durban. The school's governing body spokesperson, Surprise Maketa, says that the parents are united in that they do not want the teacher to return to the school.
So you guys are all vociferous in saying that you don't want the teacher back at the school?
Yeah, I'm telling you, definitely we agree. Parents do not want the teacher back at all. Okay. There's a lot of stories and letters that were read, and some parents came up with other incidents which we did not have them on record. Let me say, the school did not have them on record. So all the learners that she's teaching, they wrote a letter to the principal requesting another teacher. We went as far as reporting the matter to the police. I think the principal did it maybe 2 to 3 times. The fight is big about the incidents. Sometimes there was a day, there's a video. If you were at school, they would have showed you a video of her crashing with a gun. She went to fetch it in her car and rushed back to the staff room to confront the teacher. That is a different incident. So those gun incidents happened frequently. She was doing it frequently.
Okay. How long had she been working at the school?
The history of the teacher. In 2014, the learners had to go on strike because of the same teacher's behavior of this gun story and this bullying. She's a buller. She can bull and tell learners this, mock learners, all that. Mock the teachers. Everybody's scared of the teacher there. She doesn't see anybody, even the principal. Nobody. She respects no one. Unfortunately, in 2019, the department, let me put it this way, the labor court brought her back in 2019. In 2019, she continued the same behavior. 2019, up until now, we got fed up with the normal, as parents say, normal. The story now is beyond. We have to protect our learners, protect our teachers and the entire staff, and protect the teaching and learning, you know, in our school. If I remember properly, last year, there were 2 serious incidents where she slapped the learner. And there was a time when she also pulled a gun for the teacher. So this gun story was an ongoing thing, was it? It's an ongoing thing. It's not like a once-off thing that she was doing.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's not
okay.
Like someone pulled a gun on Monday. No, this was all the time.
Oh.
Many times, or maybe I should say many times.
Concerned parents stormed the teacher's classroom on Monday to confront her, but she was not present. Parents reportedly called for the school to take action against the teacher after it emerged that she carries a weapon to school and brandishes it during her lessons. It is understood that the teacher in question has been suspended. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.